And Justin Trudeau is, you know, he's 47 years old. He's very photogenic. He's got a beautiful wife and lovely family. But he has this penchant for dressing up. Now, several years ago, he went to India. And when he met Indian officials all wearing Western-style suits, Justin Trudeau thought it would be a good idea to dress up like an Indian, a bit like, you know, Peter Sellers in The Party or something like that. And then just before the election, three separate photos emerged from his past where he dressed up in blackface. So he dressed up as some, someone from the Arabian Nights, and there was one where he dressed up as a black person from the South and did a sort of a mummy type impersonation, and it's sort of very much at odds with his progressive image. Anyway, it's affected his political popularity. Joining us on the line now, the Canada correspondent for the New York Times, Ian Austin. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Now, you're a Canadian, are you?
I am indeed, yeah.
Okay, so Justin Trudeau, is he stuck back into power?
Yes, no. He's back in with a minority government. He won't need a formal coalition because the smaller opposition parties are bankrupt financially, can't afford another election right away. So, yes, he's back for an indefinite period. As you would know, it won't be 4 years, but, you know, it may be 2 or 3 years.
All right, and I know there was a corruption scandal which really blighted his leadership. Has that been worse for Canadians than all these blackface revelations over the past few weeks?
Yeah, the blackface really had very... It didn't seem to move the polls anyway at all. It was technically brownface, I guess, because it was Aladdin in the first episode.
Yes.
You know, there were a number of things, but this corruption scandal, which was... It was a very convoluted business, a company accused of corruption. Trudeau introduced a new law where they'd pay a big fine and not be convicted criminally, and then they could still do government business and not go out of business, taking away about 9,000 or 10,000 jobs. But the whole story at the end of it all, I don't think most people understood it, but it just made everything smell bad.
Mm.
You know, particularly coming from a guy who 4 years ago promised sunny ways of politics, new ways of doing things. His justice minister was an Indigenous woman. The sort of narrative that took was that, you know, here was Trudeau, this feminist, this guy who was reaching out to the Indigenous community, kind of beating up on this former Indigenous leader, you know, him and his gang of mostly male aides.
Righto. And what about the Conservative Party? I see that's led by a sort of a new force in Canadian politics. He's only 40 years old. Do they do better than expected in the election?
No, they did. I think, you know, given how incredibly weak Justin Trudeau was, that they've, you know, that they didn't secure even a minority government, it was a disaster. They struck quite to the right, and this was the first election in Canadian history when every poll showed that the number one issue was climate change, not the usual stuff about jobs and incomes and all that sort of thing. And here the new Conservative leader, who Andrew Scheer, who got in a sort of very complicated balloting system. He's everybody's, as someone put it to me, second, third, fourth, and fifth choice. He comes along and says he's going to cancel the carbon tax and then unveils a climate change program that no one thinks is valid at all. I think there's already people are questioning whether he's going to continue in that role.
And just on climate change, I mean, you would know this, but I lived in Canada for a year, 30 years ago. I had a job in Toronto. And the things I remember are things like all the houses were unbelievably hot. You know, they were oil-fired and people had the heating right up. And I actually found them too hot inside. People used to go and switch on their cars for like half an hour before they actually drove them to allow them to warm up. And they just sit there in the garage just you know, chugging away. And also in the central part of Canada, these tar sand mining, you know, like trying to extract oil from pitch, that sort of thing. Now, is all that sort of thing stopped in Canada?
Well, I think, you know, in terms of people's behavior, I mean, Canadians are very high emitters on a per capita basis, but that has, you know, less to do with individuals. I mean, I think there's people, since you've been here, certainly in the last 30 years, houses are better insulated, people have, you know, much better furnaces, much better windows, things like that. There's been a lot of incentives to take care of that stuff. The real problem has been the oil and gas industry, and in Western Canada, in Alberta, hundreds of billions of dollars have been invested in digging up what people call tar, or what the industry prefers to call oil sands, and separating the oil out of it. It's an incredibly energy-intensive way to make oil, and it creates a lot of toxic waste. It's been a huge source of distress between the environmental movement and various governments.
Okay.
Trudeau has always preached that it's, you know, necessary for our economy to move to better, cleaner things.
Hey, and finally, just on Justin Trudeau, has he announced victory? Has he spoken to the press?
He's just stepping out and doing this right now.
All right, we'll let you get back to it. Ian Austin there, Canada correspondent for the New York Times.